们念两个地方的圣经。
Let's read from two areas of the Bible in the Bible.
我们先念加拉太书第四章。
Let's read first from Galatians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
和第五节
and verse 5.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
To redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
我们再看路加福音第二章。
Let's look again at Luke chapter 2.
我们从第四十节读到第五十一节。
Let's read from verses 40 to 51.
我们中文的念一节，英文的念一节。
We're going to alternate with the English and the Chinese reading.
所以念英文的弟兄姊妹要帮忙大声一点。
So those of you who are reading in English, please read in a louder voice.
我们中文的先念。
We start with Chinese.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
And the child grew and
became. No, 41.
Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover.
当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去。
When he was 12 years old.
No, 43.
When his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it.
以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲族和熟识的人中找他。
When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him.
过了三天，就遇见他在殿里，坐在教师中间，一面听，一面问。
Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
他母亲对他说，我儿，为什么像我们这样行呢？看啊，你父亲和我伤心来找你。
Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?
他所说的这话，他们不明白。
Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在是感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
这是何等的恩典。
What graciousness.
把我们带到你的脚前。
That you bring us before you.
是何等的恩典。
What kind of grace.
你这几天亲自来到我们的中间。
That you come amongst us yourself for the past few days.
我们实在敬拜你。
We truly worship you.
我们实在感谢你。
We truly thank you.
当我们来到这个特会最后一个晚上的时候
，When we come to the last evening of this conference，
父啊，我们求你恩上再加恩
，Father， we ask that you add grace upon grace，
力上再加力
，Strength upon strength，
求你还有剩下的话继续对我们说
，Please continue to speak to us with the words that you haven't spoken yet，
因为父啊，你若有人爱你，这人是你所知道的。
Father, if anyone loves you, this is the person that you would know.
许多爱你的弟兄姊妹在这里。
So many brothers and sisters who love you, they are here.
你知道的。
You know that.
你知道我们里面一切的光景。
You know our true conditions inside us.
你也知道我们真实的需要。
You know our true needs.
但愿荣耀的主。
May the glorious Lord.
求你来到我们的里面。
We plead that you will come amongst us.
来到我们的情况里面。
To come into our situation.
好让我们软弱的变刚强。
So that those of us who are weak will become strong.
我们一同等候你。
We wait in front of you together.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我相信到这个时候弟兄姊妹都知道我们晚上的主题是什么。
I think by this time, brothers and sisters would all know what is our theme in the evening.
我们可不可以一起来念？
Should we recite it together?
我们的主耶稣基督荣耀。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, glorious.
我们再来一遍。我们的主耶稣基督荣耀。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, glorious.
如果回去别的东西忘记了。
If you go home and you forget other things.
我希望你记得雅各的这句话。
I hope that you will remember this word, this phrase from James.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀。
Glorious.
我们说过。
We've said about that before.
认识耶稣。
To know Jesus.
是基督徒一生中最重要的功课。
It's the most important lesson in a Christian's life.
因为约翰告诉我们。
Because John tells us.
认识你独一的真神。
To know your only true God.
并你所差来的耶稣基督。
And the Jesus that he sent.
这就是永生。
That is eternal life.
我们得救是从这里开始。
We are saved and we start from here.
我们跟随主是从这里开始。
When we follow the Lord, we start from here.
我们要有丰盛的生命，还是建立在这里。
If we want to have abundant life, it's still built upon this.
我们生命能够长到什么样的地步？
How far our life can grow?
就建立在我们对着主的认识到什么地步。
It's really built on how much we know about our Lord.
但是认识主不能够用我们人自己的办法。
But to know the Lord, we cannot use our own human method.
主不是一个我们研究的对象。
The Lord is not the object to be studied.
主也不是我们做实验的对象。
He's also not for us to do experiment with.
认识主必须靠启示。
To know the Lord really relies upon revelation.
而人能够接受这个启示，必须根据于信心。
And men who can accept this revelation also depends upon the faith.
这就是为什么在希伯来书十二章第三节那里告诉我们。
This is why in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3 tells us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
How if we can look upon the Jesus who starts from the beginning to the end.
当我们更多定睛在耶稣基督的身上的时候，
When we focus more on our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们里面就有信心。
Inside us, we will have faith.
从来没有一个见过主的人，真的看见了主的人，他们有信心。
There is never anyone who's truly seen the Lord and has no faith in him.
我们什么时候没有信心呢？
When do we not have faith in us?
就是我们的眼目离开了主。
It is when our eyes are taken away from our Lord.
记不记得我们的好弟兄彼得？
Do you remember our good brother Peter?
他有一天看主在水面上走。
And one day he saw our Lord walking on the water.
他看见了主。
He saw the Lord.
他有信心。
He had faith.
他就说我要去。
He said, I want to go there.
他问主可以不可以。
He asked the Lord whether he could do that.
主说可以。
The Lord said yes.
他就去了。
Then he went.
他有没有在水面上走？
Did he walk on the water?
有。
He did.
但他什么时候沉下去呢？
But when did he start sinking?
当他不看主看风浪的时候，他沉下去。
When he was not looking at the Lord and he was looking at the waves, that's when he started sinking.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在这个末了的时代，
In this end of time,
魔鬼可以用罪恶让他的儿女眼目不看基督。
Satan can use sins to take the children's eyes away from the Lord Christ.
魔鬼可以用世界让他的儿女眼睛不看基督。
Satan can use the world to take his children's eyes away from Christ.
魔鬼可以用工作的忙碌让他的儿女不看基督。
Satan can use the business of his children to take away their eyes from the Lord.
最坏的。
The worst thing.
魔鬼可以让侍奉的工作让神的儿女不看基督。
The worst thing is Satan can use the ministry of his children to not look at Christ.
有一次我跟一个服侍主的弟兄交通。
One time I was sharing with a brother who was serving the Lord.
我有的时候我这个人很不懂事。
Sometimes I'm not one who knows about a lot of things.
我不会觉得一个人是一个很大的教会的负责人或者什么就很了不起。
I would not be impressed because he's a minister of a big, great church. So when I was sharing with him, I had a feeling inside me.
我说弟兄恐怕最近祷告不够吧。
I said, brother, maybe lately you have not been praying enough.
你知道吗?
So there must be something wrong with me.
你怎么敢跟这些人讲这种话呢?
How dare you speak to a person like that, something like this?
但这个弟兄很诚实。
But this brother was very honest.
他跟我讲说, 太忙了。
He said, I'm too busy.
弟兄姊妹,你明白吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
如果我们忙到一个地步,没有时间见主,
if we are so busy to an extent that we don't have no time to see the Lord,
虽然我们是在做主的事,
although we are serving the Lord,
其实我们已经没有信心了,
actually we already have no faith in us.
其实我们已经从主的面光中离开了,
we have already departed from the light of His face.
我们已经被魔鬼欺骗了,
we have already been deceived by Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
希伯来书的作者告诉我们,
the author of Hebrews told us,
要我们的眼睛盯在耶稣身上,
that our eyes should be focused on our Lord Jesus.
这个世界上没有任何的人事物,
in this world there's nothing or anyone,
值得我们的眼目去看,
that's worthy for us to focus our eyes on them.
只有当我们定睛在基督的身上的时候,
it's only when we fix our eyes upon Jesus,
我们有信心,
then we have faith,
我们就更多认识他,
then we know more, know more,
我们的生命就更成熟,
our life is more mature,
更丰盛,
it's more abundant.
但是很多的时候我们来认主的, 定睛看主的时候,
but a lot of time when we fix our eyes upon Jesus,
我们常常会只注重主生命的某一个部分,
we only focus on certain part of in the life of our Lord Jesus.
就算在那个经历里面我们真的碰见了主,
even in that experience we truly met the Lord,
但是我们很可惜, 我们还是看不清楚我们的主,
but it's a pity that we still couldn't see our Lord clearly.
所以我们真的好像瞎子在摸象,
therefore we truly like the blinds trying to feel the elephant.
我摸到了大象,
although I did touch the elephant,
但是我却看不见象,
but I couldn't see the elephant.
这是为什么 主这次给我负担,
this is why this time the Lord has given me a burden.
我们要从主的话里面,
that from the words of the Lord,
我们仔细地来看我们的主,
that we carefully look upon our Lord.
我们多方多面地来看他,
in various ways we try to look at Him.
我们求圣灵把我们的主耶稣荣耀显明在我们里面,
we ask the Holy Spirit to show the glory of our Lord Jesus to us.
我们第一天晚上讲到太初有道,
in the first evening we talk about in the beginning was the word.
我们说这一个太初是在创造宇宙之前永远的永恒之前的太初,
we talk about that this in the beginning really was the beginning before the pre-existence in the very original beginning.
有我们的主,
there is our Lord
耶稣,
Jesus,
他就在 恒古之前他就存在,
before the everlasting he existed.
这一位从亘古到永远, 他是神的耶稣,
this one who is from everlasting to everlasting, he is God, this Jesus.
在第二天我们说他就道成了肉身,
on the second evening we talk about the word became flesh.
他在永远的荣耀里,
He's in eternal glory.
他放弃了一切到马槽里来,
he gave up everything to come into the stable.
成为一个小婴孩,
became a small infant.
第一天我们说到, 道与神同在,
in the first evening we talk about the word was with God.
我们说那告诉我们说, 我们的主与天父是有一个何等亲密的关系,
we talk about how our Lord has such an intimate and close relationship with our Heavenly Father.
我们的主不是在永远的里面被放在一个冰箱里面摆在那里等到要用的时候拿出来,
our Lord is not like being placed in a refrigerator in the eternity and to be taken out when we need Him.
他是一直与天父在一起,
He was always and has been with our Heavenly Father.
与天父有一直有亲密的关系。
And he has always had an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father.
到了第二天的时候,
On the second evening,
我们说支搭帐篷在人们的中间。
That we talk about his building a tabernacle amongst his people.
第十四节。
And for, verse 14,
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14.
这一位耶稣,
this Jesus,
他与天父有那么亲密的关系,
who has such an intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father,
为着你跟我,
because of you and me,
他到地上来做人,
he became man on earth.
他要跟我们有一个亲密的关系。
He wants to have an intimate and close relationship with you and I.
第一天我们说, 这道就是神,
and the second day we talk about the first day we talk about the word is God.
我们说这一句话真正的意义,
we said the true meaning of this sentence.
就是讲到神所有的属性,
it talks about all the attributes of God.
神所有的丰富,
all the abundance of God.
耶稣都与父神分享,
and Jesus all shared all that with the Heavenly Father.
而这样一位丰满的神,
and this abundant God,
我们的主耶稣基督,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
到第二天的时候, 他就充充满满的, 有恩典, 有真理。
And on the second day, we said that he is full of grace and truth.
我们今天如果要知道神是什么样子,
today, if we want to know what God is like,
我们不需要再去做梦, 去了解,
we no longer need to dream and try to understand about it.
我们也不需要进入一种很特殊的感觉情绪里面去认识神。
We don't need to enter into very special emotions or conditions to understand him.
你只要看耶稣。
You just look at Jesus.
记不记得主耶稣回答腓力的话?
Do you remember when our Lord Jesus replied Philip?
你们看见我, 就看见了父。
When you see me, you see the Father.
父所有的丰富,
all the abundance of the Father,
都在主耶稣的身上,
they are all in Jesus.
有充充满满的,
it's full of grace,
有恩典有真理,
and grace and truth.
我们也说到大喜的信息,
we talk about the great news of the joy of joy.
我们说这个大喜的信息好像是个祸因啊,
and we talk about this good news of the great joy, it sounds like a woe.
因为赐给我们的是一位主,
because the one who gives it to us is the Lord.
他如果是主,
if he is Lord,
我们就是奴隶,
then we are slaves.
有谁喜欢做奴隶呢?
Whoever wants to be a slave.
所以我们说, 如果我们不认识他是主,
so we say that if we don't know that he is Lord,
我们活得好辛苦,
then it's very difficult for us to live.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们有多少的时候明白, 如果我们认识他是主,
often the time, we, how much do we understand that he's truly Lord?
我们有多幸福啊,
how lucky we are, how fortunate we are.
今天你知道多少地方神的儿女,
today, in a lot of time, and the children of God,
你跟他讲, 传福音, 要不要信主, 他要信主。
When you say you share the gospel and you want to believe in the Lord, they said yes.
因为稍微有头脑人都知道一定有神的,
because anyone with a bit of brain will know that there is a God.
实在不难知道只有耶稣是神,
it's not difficult to understand that only Jesus is God.
而且他爱我们, 为我们的罪死在十字架上,
and that he so loves us that he died for us on the cross.
没有一个头脑清楚的人会否认自己是犯罪的人, 需要救主。
Not anyone with a clear brain will deny that he is a sinner, that he needs the Lord to save him.
所以我们说要不要信耶稣?
So we say when you want to believe in Jesus,
啊, 很多人都愿意信的,
a lot of people want to.
不难的,
it's not difficult.
我们说要不要爱主一点点?
When we say do you want to love the Lord a little bit?
啊, 也没有那么难, 你知道吗?
It's not that difficult either, do you know?
因为我们的主爱我们啊,
because our Lord loves us.
我们的主实在对我们每一个人都非常的好,
our Lord is truly good to each and every one of us.
他要不好,
if he's not good, none of us would be here.
早跑了,
we would have run away already.
是不是?
Right?
从我们信主开始,
from the moment we believe in the Lord,
多少的时候我们想回埃及啊?
How much time we want to, there are so many times that we wanted to return to Egypt.
是神用他自己的美善吸引我们。
It's God himself who uses beauty and his kindness to attract us.
所以叫我们爱主一点点其实也不难。So
to tell us to love the Lord a little bit is not.
因为我们到底人心是肉做的，不是铁做的呀。Because
our heart is really made of flesh, it's not made of metal.
能那么不有良心吗？
Can we really truly live without conscience?
主这么爱我们？
The Lord so loves us.
我们怎么好意思不爱他一点呢？
How can we not love him back a little bit?
所以这个也不是问题啊。
So that is not a question and a problem either.
今天在神的儿女中真正的问题是什么呢？ 我也不是侍奉那些的，我都不要讲了。
So truly, what is our problem today in front of God then?
最大的问题就是奉献。
The greatest problem is offering.
我讲的不是金钱奉献。
I'm not talking about money.
叫你金钱奉献一点也不难啊。
To ask you to offer up a bit of money, that is not difficult either.
你慢慢就知道了金钱奉献最上算嘛。
So gradually you realize that to offer up money is the best thing that you can do.
第一个在你的灵魂里面让你上算。
The first thing is, spiritually, it's good for you, beneficial to you.
因为你一奉献金钱，你就不被金钱捆绑。Because
the moment you offer up your money, then you're no longer bound by it.
你不肯把钱奉献出来。But
if you don't, you're unwilling to offer up your money.
你就做金钱的奴隶嘛。Then
you become the slave of money.
苦死啊。So
that's very bitter.
当你把钱奉献的时候。But
the moment when you offer up your money.
所以你做了金钱的主人了嘛。Then
you become the master of the money.
你做了主人，你享受，哎呀，这个真喜乐。So
as soon as you become the master, you enjoy it, and you say, this is truly joyful.
这已经是有得福气了，对不对？
That's already a blessing in itself.
然后我们的神又很好。And
our God is so good.
多少弟兄姊妹可以给你做见证？So
many brothers and sisters can bear testimony to you.
你给神一点。If
you give the Lord a little bit.
神怎么说？
What does God say?
再来一点。Give
me a little bit more.
是不是？
Is that the case?
不是啊,
no.
每次我们给神一点，你知道神怎么做呢？
Every time after we give the Lord a little bit, what does he do?
他说他把天上的窗子给我们打开。
He said he will open the windows in heaven for us.
他把所有的祝福给我们浇灌下来。
He sent pour down all the blessings to us.
祝福到一个地步我们装都装不下。
He blessed us to an extent that we can no longer contain it.
所以要一个基督徒金钱奉献，坦白告诉你，不难。
So therefore, to ask a question to give monetary offering is not difficult.
今天问题是什么？
Today, what is our problem?
今天问题是让主做主。
Our problem is to let the Lord be our Lord.
这个叫奉献。
That is called offering.
我不是跟弟兄姊妹讲过吗？
Didn't I mention that to brothers and sisters before?
有的时候我们去参加那种大型聚会。
Sometimes when we attend those great conference.
这个有名的讲员
This very famous speaker
在那里讲啊讲啊讲到最后一天晚上
He says speaking and speaking until the last evening
哦，实在会讲
And then he truly is eloquent
哎呀，讲到神的爱啊，讲到神的恩典啊
Talks about the love of God and the grace of God
我们实在受感动啊
And we truly touched
感动到一个地步，这讲员就要呼召了
So touching extent when he called
有谁愿意把自己一生奉献给主啊
Who wants to offer up yourself to the Lord?
你看难不难啊?
You think that is difficult?
哎呀，真难！有一次我那个聚会，我就看到前面一堆弟兄姊妹坐在我前面。
It's truly difficult. So one time I saw a group of brothers and sisters sitting in front of me.
这个老公站起来。The
husband stood up.
这个太太把他拖下去。The
wife pulled him down again.
这个老公坐在那坐不住啊。And
the husband he could not contain himself.
哎，那个讲员在讲啊，主的爱吸引我们啊，我们一定要把自己奉献给主，站起来啊。And
the speaker was calling again. He said, God loves us. Please stand up.
哎，又站起来。He
stood up again.
哎，太太又把他坐下去。And
the wife pulled him down again.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊。Brothers
and sisters.
真难呐。It's
truly difficult.
末了，这个讲员还很厉害啊。In
the end, the speaker has more.
要把自己奉献给主的走到前面。He
said, those of you who want to offer up yourselves to the Lord, come forward.
哎呦，你看啊，有些弟兄姊妹啊，哭的。So
the brothers and sisters, some of them are crying.
有一个弟兄啊，他跟我讲，他说我抓着那个椅子就不动了。A
brother told me that I had to grab hold of the chair and stood and stay there.
我怕我一松手我就走出去了。She
said, he said, as soon I was afraid that if I release my hand and then I had to stand up and go out.
哎，弟兄姊妹，为什么把自己奉献给主这么难呢？
Brothers and sisters, why is it so hard for us to offer up ourselves to the Lord?
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
知不知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为我们认为啊，奉献给主以后就倒霉了。
Because we feel that after we've offered up ourselves to the Lord, it's going to be difficult for us.
生命奉献给他。
To offer up our life to Him.
那也还不是就过苦日子咯。
So we're going to have difficult days ahead.
今天多少做父母的。
Today, so many parents.
当我们的儿女信主。
When our children believe in the Lord.
我们开心。
We are happy.
我们的儿女受洗，我们开心。
When our children are baptized, we are happy.
我们的儿女爱主有服事，我们开心。
When our children love the Lord, serve the Lord, we are happy.
有一天我们儿女说，我要奉献侍奉主。
One day our children will tell us that I want to offer up myself to serve the Lord.
我们说什么？
What do we say?
啊？怎么不开心了？
Are you not happy?
要搞清楚哦。
You have to make this clear.
要多祷告哦。
You need to pray more.
哎，他进常春藤学校，你没跟他讲，你要搞清楚哦，多祷告。
When he entered a famous school, did you tell him to clarify that and pray more?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们实在不明白什么叫奉献。
We truly do not understand what is offering.
我们这位主
This Lord of ours,
让我们做他的奴隶
He let us become his slaves,
不是让我们做那个 苦的可怜的奴隶、啊、
not to let us become that pitiful and bitter slave.
你知道我们今天被主宝血所买回来的每一个儿女
Today, every one of us who is purchased by the precious blood of our Lord,
神要我们做什么样的奴隶吗
What kind of slave does our Lord, our God want us to be?
神要我们做爱的奴隶、啊、
God wants us to be a slave of love.
知道什么叫爱的奴隶吗
Do you know what is a slave of love?
以色列以前他们在旧约的时代那个奴隶啊以色列人奴隶不可以做一辈子的
The Israelite slaves in those days they cannot be a slave for the whole life.
只能七年
Only 7 years.
七年就要让他走了
After 7 years they have to let them go.
但是有些做奴隶的
But some of the slaves
当他的主人叫他走的时候
When the master told them to go
他跟他主人讲
They said to the master
我不要走
I don't want to leave
我要做你的奴隶
I want to be your slave
我要一辈子侍奉你
I want to serve you for the rest of my life
这个主人就要把他带到那个门口去
And this master will bring the slave to the door frame
耳朵上要给他打个洞
To pierce a hole in his ear
姐妹知不知道你耳环怎么来的
Sisters, do you know how you come to have earrings?
打一个洞就是告诉你从此开始做爱的奴隶、啊、
To pierce a hole in your ear is telling you that from now on you become a slave of love.
所以不要打得好玩的。
So don't think it's fun to pierce your ears.
你跟主人讲。
You tell your master.
我一生侍奉你。
I'll serve you for the rest of my life.
一直听你的话。
I will be obedient for you forever.
这叫爱的奴隶。
This is called a slave of love.
你以为基督徒脑筋有问题啊
？You think we have problems? Christians have problem with the brain?
吃错药了。
Think they took the wrong medication?
你们在基督里都是自由的。
You are free in Christ.
神的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
When the Son sets you free, and you're free indeed.
自由了想不开还回去做爱的奴隶啊
When you're free and you still can't understand it and you want to go back to become a slave of love
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
有谁愿意做爱的奴隶
Who is willing to be a slave of love
除非我们真的看见这个主人有多爱我们
Unless we truly see how much this master loves us
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
一个人活在地上
When a person lives on earth
不要以为什么事情自己担就是幸福啊
Don't think that is a blessing to bear every burden on your own shoulders.
不要以为什么事情 doing my way 就是幸福啊
Don't think that by doing everything your way is called true blessings.
我告诉你一个人活在地上最幸福的一件事
Let me tell you the most true blessing for a person living on earth.
就是有一位全知全能全爱的神替你负一切的责任
is to have an omniscient God, all-loving God to bear up everything for you.
听你的好还是听他的好?
Is it good to listen to you or to him?
如果你真知道他多爱你,
If you truly know how much he loves you,
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个信息就是真的是大喜的信息啊。
Brothers and sisters, then this is a good news of great joy for you.
以后不愁了。
So you don't have to worry anymore from now on.
当你把自己奉献给主的时候
When you offer up yourself to the Lord,
你没有什么事情值得你担心啊。
There's nothing else for you to worry about.
因为每一件事情他替你安排的比你安排的还好啊。
Because in everything, he has arranged it much better than you do.
所以基督徒如果听说有一天神说谁愿意把自己奉献给我
So if a Christian one day you hear, who wants to offer up himself or herself to me?
不要在那里挣扎。
Don't struggle there.
好像拿去枪毙一样的。
As if they're trying to take you out to shoot you.
要赶快跑啊。
You should run.
你要感谢主啊。
You should thank the Lord.
他要你啊。
Because he wants you.
他愿意负你的责任啊。
He wants to be responsible for you.
这真是大喜的消息啊。
This is truly good news of the great joy.
我们实在要感谢主。
We have to truly thank the Lord.
神让他的儿子
God lets his son
到地上来做人
to come on earth to become man.
这是个大喜的信息
This is a good news of great joy.
因为他要做我们的主
Because he wants to be our Lord.
我们真幸福
We are truly blessed.
晚上我们要继续往前面看
This evening we're going to continue to look forward.
今天晚上我们要看的
This evening we want to look at
就是 the bar mitzvah.
It's the bar mitzvah.
我们主的成年礼是不是？那应该怎么翻
？Is a ceremony of the adulthood of our Lord.
犹太人。
For the Jewish people.
长到十二岁。
When they grow to the age of 12.
要带到会堂里面去。
They have to be brought to the synagogue.
经过一番考试。
After a bit of testing,
问问他圣经懂不懂
ask them about certain questions in the Bible,
看看从小家教好不好
to see whether your family has taught you well from when you were small.
如果通过了
if you pass that exam,
他就被 synagogue 接纳成为正式的会员
then the synagogue will accept him as the true member.
从那个时候开始
From that time onward,
这个孩子就称为律法之子
And this child will be called a son of the law.
从此以后他要自己在神的面前对神负责任
From now onward, he will be responsible in front of the Lord.
那我们今天晚上就要看这一段
So tonight we're going to look at this.
那我们在看这段之前我们先要看一下从主耶稣降生以后到这段之前发生了什么事
But before we look at that, we need to look at from the time when our Lord Jesus was born until here, what happened in between.
因为加拉太书告诉我们
Because in the book of Galatians, it tells us
说直至时候满足的时候
Until the time is mature
神就差他的儿子
God sends his son
为女子所生
Born of the woman
且生在律法以下
And born under the law
耶稣基督他的降生
The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ
他是为女子所生
He's born of a woman
不是从男子所生
Not of a man
是女子所生
Of a woman
并且他是生在律法下
And also he was born under the law
所以在圣经里面记载
Therefore it's recorded in the Bible
路加福音二章二十一节
Luke chapter 2 verse 21
满了八天
After 8 days
就给孩子行割礼
And they give him the circumcision.
与他起名叫耶稣。
And he was named Jesus.
所以当我们的主他降生了第八天的时候
So after our Lord was born on the 8th day,
他的父母就按照律法给他行了割礼。
And his parents circumcised him under the law, according to the law.
这个律法
This law,
是在创世纪十七章里面。
Is in Genesis chapter 17.
是神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候所讲的一番话。
It's the covenant that God made with Abraham, and that's when the Lord said to him.
而且这个约是叫永远的约。
And this is called an eternal covenant.
我们简单的看一下。
Let's look at it simply.
从第九节开始。
From verse 9, we look onward.
神又对亚伯拉罕说你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约
Then God said to Abraham, As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come.
你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这是我与你并你的后裔所立的约。
Every male among you shall be circumcised. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep.
到了第十三节的下半段。
After the second part of verse 13.
这样我的约就立在你们肉体上做永远的约。
My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant.
神与亚伯拉罕立约。
God made a covenant with Abraham.
要在他和他的后裔身上肉体上面有一个记号。
He wants to have a sign between him and his descendants.
这个记号就提醒他们说他们跟神有永永远远永永远远的有一个约。
This sign is to remind his descendants that they have an eternal covenant.
我们的主
Our Lord,
当他第八天受了割礼的时候
when he was circumcised after, on the eighth day,
他就进入了神和以色列百姓立约的这个关系里面。
He entered into the relationship between the covenant that God made with the Israelites.
他与神的子民们认同。
He identified himself with the Israelite people, people of God.
他真是生在律法之下。
He was truly born under the law.
到了路加福音第二章二十二节
And in Gospel Luke chapter 2 verse 22
那里说按摩西的律法满了洁净的日子他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去要把他献于主
When the time of the purification according to the law of Moses had been completed Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord
如果根据利未记十二章那里的记载
It is according to Leviticus chapter 12
男孩子生产以后要四十天才满了洁净的日子
A male child after he's born only 40 days has he matured the purification period
出埃及记第十三章
In Exodus chapter 13
第一节
Verse 1
第十三节
And verse 13.
第十五节
And verse 15.
那里神给以色列的百姓清楚的命令
God gave a very clearly command to the Israelite people.
他们所有投生的
All their firstborn.
无论是孩子或者是牲畜
Whether it's man or beast.
都是归耶和华为圣
They are all sanctified under our God.
所有的牲畜都要把它宰杀献祭
All the beasts will have to be killed and offered up.
而那个头生的儿子
And the firstborn son
必须要花钱把他赎回来
They have to spend money to redeem him.
因为头生的是要献给耶和华的
Because the firstborn has to be offered up to our Lord Jehovah.
那我们都知道
Now, We all know
在圣经里面
In the Bible
这个头生的
This firstborn
是代表家里面的每一个人
It represents everyone in the family
所以当做父母的把头生的孩子献上的时候
So therefore when the parents offer up the firstborn
就说明家里面每一个孩子都是归于主的
It illustrates the fact that every child in the family belongs to the Lord
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
今天在一些教会里面
Today in some churches
也有这样子的做法
There are still some of them still perform this ceremony
父母可以把他们的小孩子
Parents can put the children
带到弟兄姊妹的面前
Bring them in front of the brothers and sisters
带到神的面前
Bring them in front of God
父母有一个心愿
Parents have a wish
把孩子献给主
To offer up their child
这个心愿是很好
This wish is a good one.
但是我们在做这件事的时候
But before we do this,
我们需要非常的注意
We have to pay attention to this.
第一，千万不要落入到一般宗教的迷信里。
So first, don't fall into the common superstition of the religions.
信佛教的把孩子带到菩萨面前。
Those who believe in Buddhism, they bring the child in front of the Buddhist.
为什么？
Why?
希望菩萨保佑保佑，祝福祝福。
They hope that the Buddhist will bless and protect this child.
今天在东南亚在甚至北美也有
Today in Southeast Asia and even in North America
也有很多父母自己信不信没有关系孩子带到教会献给主
Whether or not the parents themselves believe they will bring the child and offer up to God
不是献给主
Not to offer up to God.
是希望主保佑、照顾、祝福我这个孩子。
Is to hope that the child will bless and protect my child.
这是迷信。
That is superstition.
如果真的愿意把孩子献给主。
If you truly want to offer up your child to God.
做父母的。
Being parents.
就要认识一件事。
You have to recognize one fact.
我们要付代价。
We have to pay a price.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament time,
他们要付赎价
They have to pay a redemption price.
用金钱把他儿女献给神
They have to use money to offer up the child to God.
在今天
Today,
做父母的
Being parents,
你如果要把你的儿女献给神
If you want to offer up your children to God,
你自己先要奉献给神
You first have to offer up yourself to God.
你并且要每一天在神的面前为你的儿女祷告。
And you have to every day in front of God to pray for your children.
当你把儿女献给神的时候
When you offer up your children to God,
你是向神承认一件事。
You actually admit one fact to God.
儿女是耶和华的赏赐。
God, children are a blessing from the Lord.
儿女不是你的。
The children don't belong to you.
儿女是属于神的。
The children belong to God.
今天多少中国的父母
Today, how many Chinese parents
认定了儿女是我的。
They insisted that children belong to them.
所以有的父母要打就打，要骂就骂。
So now the parents can beat them or scold them whenever they like.
因为是我生的嘛。
Because they feel that I gave birth to them.
但如果你知道孩子是耶和华的。
But if you recognize the fact that the children belong to Jehovah.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
别人的孩子不好骂哦。
Other people's children you cannot scold.
你们有没有经验？
Have you ever had that experience?
你在教会里面试试看。
In the church, try that.
你下次修理一个别人家的孩子，你看会怎么样
？You try to scold other people's children and see what happens.
中国人有一句很粗的话。
Chinese have a very rough saying.
说打狗还要怎么样
？So even when you try to beat a dog, you have to look at the owner's face.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天孩子如果是主的。
So today the children belong to the Lord.
是主。信托给你的
and the Lord entrusted them to you.
你应该何等战惊恐惧的在神面前，按照神的话来抚养你的儿女。
How much fearful and shuddering you should be raising up your children in front of God.
你没有权利欺负他。
You have no right to abuse them.
你同样没有权利随便要求他任何不是出于圣经的事。
In the same way, you have no right to request of them to do anything that do not come out of the Bible.
并且你要深深地记得一件事。
And further, you have to deeply believe one thing.
你也没有权利不给他神要给他的。
You have no right to do not give him something that God wants to give him.
我特别对做弟兄的说几句话。
I'm specially saying this to the brothers.
今天很多做弟兄的有一个错误的观念。
Today, being brothers, most of you have a wrong concept.
我负责赚钱。
I'm responsible for making money.
你好好管孩子。
You should be responsible for raising the children.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
回去读你的圣经。
Go home and read your Bible.
全本的圣经。
The whole Bible.
每一次讲到教导儿女的时候。
Every time it talks about teaching the children.
神都是对做爸爸的说话。
God is always talking to the fathers.
做父亲的有责任。
Being the father, you have a responsibility.
做父亲的不可以用你工作的忙碌。
Being a father, you cannot use the busyness of your job.
不可以用你忙着侍奉。
Or that you're busy serving the Lord.
而忽略了你对儿女的责任。
And neglect your own responsibilities for the children.
在今天这个时代里。
In this generation today.
有太多的孩子长大没有爸爸。
There's so many children grow up without their fathers.
我们家里有很多孩子。
We have many children in our home.
每一个我都很爱。
Each one I love.
但是当我看到许多这些可爱的孩子的时候。
But when I see all these many lovely children.
我就求主给我一个恩典。
I ask the Lord for a grace.
让我成为他们属灵的爸爸。
Let them become the spiritual father.
因为他们太多都没有爸爸。
Because so many of them do not have a father.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
特别是做弟兄的。
Especially of you brothers.
让我们记住
Let us remember,
如果我们的主他被献上
If our Lord is offered up
他被献上是他要一生侍奉主
He's being offered up because he wants to serve God for his whole life.
我们做父母的就要认清,
then being parents, we have to recognize one thing.
我们是神的管家,
we are the housekeeper of God.
我们最好好好地管神给我们的托付。
We better look after the trust that the Lord has placed in us.
亚当当年很会怪夏娃。
Adam was very good in blaming Eve in those time, in those days.
但是当亚当推卸责任的时候, 神一点都没有听他的理由。
But when Adam was trying to remove his own responsibilities, the God did not accept his reasoning.
弟兄们,
brothers,
将来我们面对审判的时候,
one day when we face judgment,
不要以为你可以推给你的姐妹。
Don't think that you can blame it on your sister.
神不会接受的。
God will not accept that.
然后在圣经里面就给我们记载,
and then in the Bible it's recorded,
大概一年多以后,
after more than a year,
在马太福音第二章,
in Matthew chapter 2,
就有所谓博士来访的记载,
then we have the so-called the visit of the Magi.
是从第一节到第十五节,
it's from verses 1 to 15.
今天大部分的教会,
today most of the churches,
读这章圣经都读错,
they read incorrectly these verses.
所以他都圣诞节讲这段圣经,
so when usually it's during Christmas time, they will read these verses.
他们以为这个是主耶稣刚刚出生的事,
and they think that this is the time when our Lord Jesus was first born.
这是主耶稣降生一年多以后的事,
this is actually after our Lord was born more than a year.
因为主耶稣那个时候已经不住在马槽里,
because at that time our Lord Jesus no longer lives in the stable.
主耶稣已经住到房子里面去了,
he has already lived in a house.
那个时候主耶稣已经不是baby,
no, at that time our Lord Jesus was not a baby anymore.
圣经那个时候称他做child,
the Bible actually called him the child.
那个时候希律王听到这个消息要杀的不是刚刚出生的,
at that time when King Herod, he wanted to kill not the newborn,
他要杀两岁以下的,
he wanted to kill those children under two.
所以这段圣经跟圣诞节根本扯不上关系,
so therefore these verses totally irrelevant to Christmas.
但是这段圣经却对着律法很重要,
but these verses are very important to the law.
我们主他出生是按照旧约里面所有的预言降生的,
our Lord, when he's born, he's born in accordance with all the prophecies in the Old Testament.
他降生的地点,
the place, the venue that he was born.
他是什么人的后代,
whose descendant was he?
他是什么时候可以降生,
what time was he born?
都不可以随便的,
it cannot be casually taken.
同样的,
in the same way,
我们的主当他 到了一个年龄的时候,
our Lord, when he reaches a certain age,
他必须搬到埃及去,
he had to move to Egypt.
因为在旧约里面的预言是说,
because the prophecies in the Old Testament said,
我们的父他有一天要从埃及把他的儿子领出来,
that our father will one day lead his son out of Egypt.
所以神就兴起环境,
therefore the Lord raised the circumstances,
让我们的主就要做 难民逃到埃及去,
so that our Lord became a refugee and escaped to Egypt.
这一段的圣经,
these verses,
也教导我们什么叫敬拜,
also teaches us what is worship.
真实的敬拜,
true worship,
是付代价的,
you have to pay a price.
真实的敬拜,
for true worship,
是单单拜耶稣的,
is only worshipping Jesus.
有没有注意到这些人进到那个房子里面看到了这个耶稣的母亲玛利亚在那里?
Did you notice that when these people entered into the house and saw the mother of Jesus, Mary, there?
他们没有拜玛利亚, 他们只拜耶稣。
They did not worship Mary, they only worship Jesus.
今天很多年轻人也很喜欢敬拜。
Today a lot of young people like to worship.
但是很多年轻人今天的敬拜可能是敬拜那个 worship team.
But today, maybe when they truly, the young people when they're worshipping, they may be worshipping the worship team.
你如果看年轻人去看球,他们真叫敬拜。
If you see the young people watching a basketball game, that's called worship.
姚明一站出来,他们就开始叫。
As soon as Yao Ming came out, they start screaming.
他们是全心的投入啊,
they truly involved into it.
但是当他们来到耶稣基督的面前,
but they, when they come in front of Jesus Christ,
连唱诗歌的声音都听不见。
You can't even hear the voice when they're singing the hymns.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
真实的敬拜一定要敬拜的对象是对的。
So your true worship has to worship the right person.
真实的敬拜，并且是要有奉献的。
And a true worship really consists of offering.
而且奉献的东西是要有原则的。
And truly, what you offer, there must be a principle in it.
我们没有时间仔细的去讲那里面丰富的教训。
We have no time to talk about the abundant teachings in there.
但是那段圣经实在让我们看到什么叫敬拜。
But that part of the Bible truly tells us what we can call worship.
最重要的。
The most important part.
是他们回去的时候就走不一样的路。
Is that when they return via a different way.
你怎么知道你有敬拜呢？
How do you know that you have worship?
今天有的人弟兄姊妹跟我讲
Today some brothers and sisters will tell me
哦我到哪一个聚会去、哎、他们的敬拜真好
I went to certain gathering and their worship is so good
哦我到哪里去那个我好喜欢那个敬拜
And I went to this gathering and I really like their worshiping
我只要问你一句话
I only ask them one sentence
你回来以后走的路跟以前还一样吗
Did you return via the same path?
你敬拜神
When you worship God
你的生命改变了吗
？Did your life change？
你的道路改变了吗
？Did your path change？
如果没有改变
，If it's not changed，
你没有敬拜
，You haven't worshipped。
你不叫做敬拜
，That is not called worshiping。
那个叫做 entertainment。
That is called entertainment。
懂不懂什么意思啊
？Do you understand what that means？
今天弟兄姊妹常常跟我讲说，哎，这个敬拜很好。
Today a lot of brothers and sisters would tell me, "Oh, this worship is so good."
什么意思
？What does that mean？
谁觉得好？
Who thinks it's good?
主耶稣觉得好。
Did Lord Jesus think that it's good?
还是我觉得好。
Or did you think that it was good?
这个音乐合我的味道。
The music is to my taste.
我喜欢这个 band.
I like this band.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那不叫敬拜。
That is not called worshiping.
那个叫做 entertainment.
That is called entertainment.
真实的敬拜。
True worshiping.
是问主你得着了什么。
It's because of the Lord. It's asking the Lord, "What have you got?"
主，你满意不满意
？Are you satisfied, Lord?
不是问我们满意不满意。
It's not asking ourselves whether we are satisfied.
一个真实敬拜的人
，a true worshipper.
每一次的敬拜
，in every worship，
都要在我们生命中带下改变。
That will bring changes in our lives.
从那里开始。
Starting from there.
到了马太第二章十九节到二十三节。
Until Matthew chapter verse 19,
圣经里面记载着神又打发一个使者。
And in the Bible recorded that God sends another messenger.
把约瑟、玛利亚跟主耶稣从埃及带回来。
To bring Joseph, Mary, and Jesus to bring them out of Egypt and bring them back.
回到拉撒勒。
Back to Nazareth.
从那个时候开始
，from that time onward，
一直到路加福音第二章
，until continuously until Luke chapter 2，
圣经里面一点记载都没有
，there is no recording at all in the Bible，
一点记载都没有
，there is no recording at all in the Bible。
哎呀，在教会历史上这很麻烦的、
啊。In a church history, that creates a lot of problems.
很多人怎么可以甘心主耶稣这么一点记载都没有呢
？How can a lot of people accept the fact that there's no recording about Jesus Christ at all?
所以有很多的伪经啊。
So there are a lot of side books.
就是假冒说是神启示的一些书。
It's、fake books that said they are receiving the revelation from God.
啊，就写了很多很有趣的故事、啊。
And they wrote a lot of interesting stories.
什么主耶稣可以叫一个鱼跳起来就跳起来，叫它下去就下去。
That Jesus can command a fish to jump out of water and go back, and they'll do whatever the Lord commands.
主耶稣跟别的小朋友玩的时候，他们不听话，主耶稣生气了，叫你倒下去。
And when the Lord is playing with the other children, and they were not obedient, and the Lord was angry, and they fell down.
那些人就倒下去了。
So these people fell down.
那些记载都不是真实的。
These recordings were not true.
两千年的教会。
The church of 2,000 years.
没有一个真正持守圣经信仰的教会接纳这些东西。
Not one church that hold on to the truth of God will accept these.
那我们要问。
Then we have to ask.
父啊。
Father.
难道主耶稣在这样子十来年的日子里。
Do you mean that Jesus in these over ten years?
就这样子沉默?
Was he silent all this time?
就这样子的隐藏?
That he hide himself?
就什么都没有?
That he had nothing?
这个背后有什么意义呢?
Is there any significance behind all these?
我们的弟兄早晨跟我们讲得很清楚隐藏生活的宝贝。
Our brother this morning has explained very clearly to us the treasure of a hidden life.
我实在感谢主,
I truly thank God.
因为本来我很担心我讲不完,
because I was so worried that I cannot finish tonight.
他把那段讲掉, 我就不用讲,
but he already talked about that part, so I don't have to talk about it anymore.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我是一个不懂话的人,
I'm not one who understands words.
No, painting.
Paintings.
你如果问我这幅画好不好看,
if you ask me whether this painting is good to look at,
我就告诉你说画得很像,
I would tell you that this painting, yeah, it really copies, it has some truth in it.
我不太懂,
I don't really understand.
但是有一点点我知道的,
but there is a little bit I understand.
就是一幅画里面如果画得密密麻麻太满了,
but if the painting is too crowded,
这个画大概不是好画,
that cannot be a good painting.
一个好画总要有一些留白的地方啊,
a good painting must have some blank space.
有画的地方, 有那个彩色的地方,
the areas where there are paints,
在对我们说话,
will be speaking to us.
那个空白的地方,
the blank areas,
对我们说更深的话,
will speak more profound words to us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有的人说因为小孩子不重要,
some say, oh, little children are not important.
因为你知道在那个年代的思想里面,
because you know that in the thinkings in those days,
在罗马的那个文化里面,
in the Roman culture,
小孩子不是人的,
children are not considered people.
杀小孩子不叫谋杀罪的,
it's okay to kill a child, not considered as a murder.
没关系的,
it's all right.
美国现在比罗马稍微文明一点点,
so America is a little bit more civilized than Rome in those days.
是没有生出来的小孩不是人,
they said the children are not born and not considered people.
所以杀没有生的小孩不是杀人,
so killing the unborn children is not considered murder.
这叫50步笑100步,
so it's saying that you who had walked 50
sorry.
steps it's seen those who live in the grass house should not throw stones.
是个问 所以有人说圣经没有写那段,
so some people say that the Bible did not record that part,
就是因为当时的文化根本就不重视小孩子嘛,
it's because the culture in those days really was not placing any emphasis on children.
哎呀今天多少人解圣经就是文化文化风俗风俗,
so today so many biblical scholars, they are talking about culture and customs.
真是乱讲,
so that is really not that true.
我们仔细地看一看主的话,
if we look carefully on the words of God,
世界上的人不看重小孩子,
people in the world do not place emphasis on children.
我们的主非常看重小孩子,
our Lord do.
记不记得马太福音19章14节他怎么说?
Remember in Matthew chapter 19, what did it say?
让小孩子到我这里来,
let the children come to me.
不要禁止他们,
do not stop them.
因为在天国的, 正是这样的人啊,
because in heaven we emphasize, we love these people.
马可福音10章16节,
in Mark chapter 10 verse 16,
我实在告诉你们,
I truly tell you,
凡要承受神国的,
those who has to inherit the kingdom of God,
若不像小孩子,
it is not like a child,
断不能进入,
cannot enter it.
马太18章第10节,
in Matthew chapter 18 verse 10,
你们要小心,
you have to be careful,
不可轻看这小子里的一个,
do not take these children lightly.
我告诉你们,
let me tell you,
他们的使者在天上,
their messengers are in heaven,
常见我天父的面,
and they see the Heavenly Father constantly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主非常看重小孩子,
our Lord really plays a lot of emphasis on the children.
那么为什么圣灵在我们主做小孩子, 到12岁以前就记载的这么少呢?
So how is it that there are so little recordings about our Lord before he was 12?
我个人相信,
I personally believe,
神有话要对我们说,
God has some words that he wants to say to us.
因为神要让我们认识一个很重要的真理。
Because God wants us to recognize a true truth.
真正的伟大。
A true greatness.
是在平凡中显出来。
Is shown in the ordinariness.
我们呢、啊、
We.
如果今天我们要去做一个很重要的侍奉。
Today, if we want to go and do a true, very important ministry.
我们可以很属灵。
We can be very spiritual.
我们可以很祷告。
We can be really prayerful.
我们也可以很像主。
We can be truly like God, Lord, the Lord.
但是在我们平常的生活里呢。
But in our ordinary life.
我们像什么呢？
What are we like?
真正的伟大
True greatness
是在平凡中显出来
It's shown in ordinariness
我们的主在那段日子里
Our Lord during those days
其实不止在那段日子里
It's actually more than those period, that period of time
我们主一生在地上
As soon as our Lord was born
一生 His whole life
His whole life
他从来没有行过一个神迹是为了他的自己
He's never performed a miracle just for himself
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他是一个甘于平凡的人。
He's one who's willing to lead a life of ordinary life.
他是一个甘于平淡的人。
He's one who's willing to have a bland life.
我们今天不甘的。
But today we are not willing.
我们就怕跟人家一样。
We are afraid to be like everyone else.
但是我们的主就愿意长大跟别人一模一样。
But our Lord is willing to grow up and be like everyone else.
路加福音第二章
In Luke chapter 2
第四十节那里说
In verse 40 it says
孩子渐渐长大
The child grow in size
我每次读到这里
Every time when I read up to here
我就惊讶
I was amazed
我们的主真有耐心
Our Lord is truly patient
渐渐长大
He gradually grew up.
哎呀，今天好多弟兄姊妹啊，就不肯渐渐长大。
Today, a lot of brothers and sisters are not willing to grow up gradually.
就到处去打听哪里有秘籍啊。
You try and find out everywhere to see whether there is a secret.
大补帖啊。找人按手啊。
You find someone to place a hand on you.
找各样的捷径啊
you, find out all, you try to find all kinds of shortcuts.
我们希望一信主就变成属灵的伟人了
We hope that as soon as we believe in God, we become a spiritual great man.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
渐渐长大
Gradually grow up.
其实你知道在我们身上
Do you know that in us?
有一种细胞长得特别快的
There is a cell that grows up very fast.
你知道什么
Do you know what that is?
Cancer cell.
Yeah, that's a cancer cell, 癌细胞。
你明白吗
Do you understand that?
今天很多长得太快的弟兄姊妹要小心啊。
So, some of us brothers and sisters who grow too fast, we have to be careful.
渐渐长大。
To gradually grow up.
强壮起来。
To grow strong.
充满智慧
filled with wisdom,
又有神的恩在他身上
and the grace of God was upon him.
我们没有时间仔细的来思想这几句话
We don't have time to reflect carefully on this word.
我们必须赶快往前面看
We have to look forward quickly.
到了十二岁了
When he was 12,
我们的主就到耶路撒冷去
And our Lord went to Jerusalem.
十二岁的那一年
On the age when he was 12, that year,
他就进了圣殿
He went to the temple.
因为他现在是律法之子。
Now because he's a son of law, the law.
他有资格进到律法，进到圣殿里面去。
He has the right to go enter into the holy temple.
到了这个时候。
At this time.
因为他已经知道他在做什么。
Because he already knows what he's doing.
圣经记载。
The Bible records.
他坐在那里。
That he sat there.
他一面听。
He was listening on one hand.
一面问
He was asking on the other hand.
有一些讲道的人
There were some preachers there.
他们实在误会了我们的主
They misunderstood our Lord.
他说我们的主大有智慧
They said our Lord has great wisdom.
所以我们主就到圣殿里面去考那些教法教师
Went to the holy temple to test those priests.
不是的。
That is not true.
他一面听。
He was listening on one hand.
一面问。
And he was asking on the other.
现在有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Today we have a lot of young brothers and sisters.
我们只爱问。
We only want to ask.
也爱讲。
We want to speak.
就是不爱听。
But we just don't like to listen.
但是我们的主。
But our Lord.
他先听。
He first listened.
才问。
And then he asked.
而且他不讲。
And he wasn't speaking.
没有那么多话。
They were not so, he had not so many words.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
他到了这个时候。
When he comes to this time.
他知道他在做什么。
He knows what he's doing.
他知道他来到地上的目的是什么。
He knows his goal, his purpose of coming to earth.
就好像他在马太福音第五章那里说。
And like in Matthew chapter 5, he said,
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知。
Don't think that I have come to abolish the law.
我来不是要废掉。
I've not come to abolish the law.
乃是要成全。
But to accomplish it.
他知道他在做什么。
He knows what he's doing.
他守在那里。
He stays there.
他的父母不知道他在做什么。
His parents didn't know what he was doing.
他的父母走了。
His parents left.
他父母还以为他跟着一起走。
And his parents thought that he was following them.
后来找不到他。
But in the end, they couldn't find him.
又回去找他。
They went back to look for him.
回去找的时候不知道他在圣殿。
But when they went back to look for him, they didn't know that he was in the holy temple. It took them 3 days.
急死了。
And they were very anxious.
就难怪玛利亚有一点不高兴。
So no wonder Mary was a little upset about it.
我们主的回答呢？
Our Lord's reply.
我们主对他说。
Our Lord said to her,
为什么找我呢?
Why are you looking for me?
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗?
Don't you know that I should have in mind first my father's business?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
当我们的主长大的时候,
When our Lord grows up,
他渐渐地长大,
He gradually grows up.
你怎么知道他长大了呢?
How do you know that he grew up?
他有一天开始以我父的事为念。
Because one day he started to keep first in mind the business of his father.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
你怎么知道你长大了?
How do you know that you grow up?
你怎么知道你有丰盛的生命?
How do you know that you have abundant life?
你要问你自己一件事。
You have to ask yourself one thing.
你以什么为念?
What is most important to you?
你心中所充满的是什么?
What are you filled up with in your mind?
是父的事呢?
Is the business of the father?
还是你自己的事?
Or is your own business?
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们长大的时候
When we grow up,
这世上的事就不能够再霸占我们的心
The worldly things can no longer occupy our mind and heart.
只有父的事就成为我们一生的事业
Only the business of our father should be our business for the rest of our life.
我们一生活在地上
We live on this earth the whole life.
就是为着他的事
It's to, for his things, for his business.
有的弟兄姊妹
some brothers and sisters
爱主一点
they love the Lord a little more
被一点感动
and they have been touched a little bit
我要以父的事为事
I want to treat my father's business as my business
神呼召我
so God called me
我要做传道
I want to be a preacher
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters
请你千万不要忘记保罗在哥林多书信里面所讲的
Please do not forget what Paul said in the epistle of Corinthians.
个人要守住蒙召时候的身份
Everyone had to guard his own identity at the moment when he was called.
我不是说弟兄姊妹神不会呼召我们有一天改变我们的身份
I'm not saying that God will not one day call us to change our identity.
但是弟兄姊妹我们第一个要记得，当我们蒙召的时候，先要做的事是守住我们的身份。
But the first thing that we should remember to do when we are called is to guard our identity.
你是个学生吗
？Are you a student?
主呼召你。
God called you.
让你今天长大了。
So that today you have grown up.
你关心神家里的事。
You care. You're concerned about the business in the house of God.
你就好好的为主念书。
Then you should study for the Lord.
你是一个工作的人吗?
If you are a worker,
主今天呼召你。
The Lord today calls you.
让你开始真的认识什么叫为主而活。
that you truly begin to understand what is called living for the Lord.
你就在你工作的地方为主而活。
Then in the place where you work, you live for the Lord.
你如果是一个妈妈，
if you're a mother,
你长大了，
you grow up.
你开始以神的家为事为事的时候，
you begin to consider the house of God as your business.
你就为神带你的孩子。
Then you raise up your children for God.
直到有一天，
until one day,
神会再给你另外一个呼召。
God will give you another calling.
只有真正先经过奉献过一段，在主面前持守原来身份的人，
only those who have truly offered up themselves at persisted in that period of time,
到有一天神才可以真正的使用你在不同的角色和岗位上。
Then God can truly use you one day in playing different roles.
耶稣知道他来干什么。
Jesus knew why he came.
他非常清楚。
He's very clear about it.
但他持守他的身份。
And he persisted in his identity.
他知道他还是个12岁的孩子。
He knew that he was a 12-year-old child.
他就跟着他的父母回家去了。
He still followed his parents and returned home.
他顺服他的父母。
He submitted to his parents.
他顺服他的父母，就是以父的事为事。
Because of his submission to the parents, that means that he's treating the father's business as his business.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
你今天以什么事为念呢？
Today, what is your business?
你长大了没有？
Have you grown up?
摩西长大了。
Moses grew up.
埃及皇宫一切的东西都留不住他。
All the everything in the Egyptian palace was not able to keep him.
我们今天长大了。
Today we have grown up.
这世界上没有一样东西值得我们为他而活。
There is not one thing in this world that is worthy for us to live for.
只有我们的主。
Only our Lord.
岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？
Don't you know that I have to treat my father's business as my business?
你如果读小字，
If you read the small writings,
那里有一个另外的翻译，
There is another explanation.
说岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗？
It says that, don't you know that I have to be in the house of my father?
我父的家，
The house of my father,
就是圣殿，
That is the holy temple.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神今天要的是什么？
What does God want today?
神要什么？
What does God want?
神要一个家。
God wants a house.
创世纪第一章。
In Genesis chapter 1.
那里说。
There it says.
地是什么？
The earth.
空虚，混沌。
The earth is empty and foul.
渊面，黑暗。
It is dark.
下面一句话说什么？
What does it say?
神的灵，
The Spirit of God,
在水面上，
was hovering over the waters.
好像一个老鹰啊。
It's just like an old eagle,
在那里飞来飞去。
It's flying over to and from.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这幅图画吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you see this picture?
地是渊面黑暗。
The earth was formless and dark.
神的灵只能在上面找来找去。
The Spirit of God can only be hovering over it.
他找不到一个可以安息的地方。
He cannot find a place of rest.
主耶稣到地上来。
Our Lord Jesus, He came to the earth.
他到自己的地方来。
He comes to His own place.
自己的人却不接待他。
But his own people did not receive him.
所以我们的主说，
Therefore our Lord said,
天上的飞鸟有窝，
The birds in the sky have nests.
地上的狐狸有洞，
The foxes have holes.
人子没有枕头的地方，
But the son of man have no place to rest his head.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你知道神一直在做一件什么事？
Do you know that God has been doing one thing?
神要找一个家。
God is looking for a home, a house.
今天在地上。
Today on earth.
有什么地方？
Where is there a place?
我们的主能够找到安息之处呢？
Where our Lord can find rest.
教会应该是神的家。
The church should be the home, the house of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
今天有哪一个教会？
Today, which church?
能让我们的主在其中得到安心。
Can let our Lord rest there.
我们以外面的建筑为夸耀。
We brag about the church buildings.
我们以人数的多寡为夸耀。
We also boast about the number of the congregation.
我们以我们的活动为夸耀。
When we boast about the activities that we have.
但是我们的主。
But our Lord.
他能够有一个安息之处。
Can he have a place for his rest?
他在他的子民中间。
Amongst his people.
他能有安息吗?
Can he have rest?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么是教会?
What is the church?
永生神的家呀。
It's the house of the eternal God.
家里面是要有爱的。
In home there should be love.
家里面是要有温暖的呀。
There should be warmth in the home.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天多少的时候。
Today, how much time?
我们可以为着一点点的芝麻绿豆的事。
We over some very trivial little things.
我们可以把一个家弄得不像家。
We can turn a home into something that's not like a home.
主在教会里面。
Our Lord in the church.
他没有安息。
He has no rest.
他找不到安息。
He cannot find rest.
主在我们个人的家里。
Our Lord in our individual home.
他能找到安息吗?
Can he find rest there?
夫妻中间。
Between husbands and wives.
婆媳之间。
Between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law.
父母儿女中间。
Between parents and children.
我们有什么?
What do we have?
我们能够让主住在里面安息吗?
Can we let our Lord live in there to rest?
我们的里面。
Our innermost being.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
你们是神的殿。
You are the temple of God.
我们是神的家。
We are the homes of God.
主耶稣住在我们的里面。
Our Lord Jesus lives inside us.
我们的主住在里面安息吗?
Can our Lord rest inside us?
我们里面有多少的自大?
How much self-sufficient do we have in us?
多少的骄傲?
How much pride do we have?
多少的嫉妒?
How much jealousy do we have?
多少的纷争?
How much contention do we have in there?
多少世界?
How much world we have in there?
多少的肉体?
How much flesh we have in there?
原谅我说。
Forgive me when I say.
甚至于多少隐藏的罪。
And even to the extent of so much hidden sins.
我去中国的时候。
When I went to China.
我有去过非常贫穷的地方。
I went to some very poor places.
有一天晚上。
One night.
我住在一个地方。
I lived in a place.
我睡的床下面就是养猪的地方。
The bed that I slept on, underneath there were pigs.
晚上猪的呼声比人的呼声还大。
At night, the noises of the pig was even louder than men's.
Snores
of the pig.
然后养猪的旁边就是那个厕所。
And next to it was next to the pig's area, there was a toilet.
我那天晚上躺在那里。
That night when I slept there,
我很难入睡。
I was not able to fall asleep.
猪的呼声很大。
The snoring of the pig was very loud.
气味很臭。
And the smell was really bad.
我实在觉得很难忍受。
I find it was very difficult to tolerate.
我就跟我自己讲,
Then I told myself,
没关系,
It's all right.
只有四天,
Only 4 days.
四天以后我就走了,
After 4 days later, I will leave.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你知道那天晚上,
Do you know that night?
主对我说话,
The Lord said, spoke to me.
就说我住到你们里面,
the Lord said, when I live, I dwell in you.
我永远不走,
I will never leave.
不管你里面多臭,
no matter how smelly it is inside.
不管你里面多脏,
no matter how dirty it is.
我爱你爱到底,
I love you and I will love you to the end.
我从来不知道我让我的主在我里面受这么多苦。
I never realized that my Lord has suffered so much inside me.
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
So shouldn't we be keep the business of our Father as our business?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
时候满足了。
The time matures.
你就从女子而生。
And you're born of the woman.
并且生在律法之下,
and you're born under the law.
就是要把我们这些在律法下的人拯救出来,
and because you want to save us under the people under the law.
主你所要的,
and Lord, what you want,
你所关心的,
what you care about,
就是父的家,
is the house of the Father.
你要一个家,
you want home.
你能够在我里面找到家吗?
Can you find a home inside me?
你能在我的家里找到家吗?
Can you find a home inside my home?
你能在我们的教会找到家吗?
Can you find a home inside our church?
求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.